Call the meeting to order. Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for coming this Saturday. Before I give the ground rules for communication, I would like to start the meeting off with a moment of silence for one of our programmers who's passed, Edna Tatum. She does the gospel program tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. And so if we can just begin the meeting with a brief moment of silence. Thank you. So we'll begin with ground rules for communication. Please remember the mission statement and raise your hand if you would like to be called on. Please, no cross debate. Let's keep this meeting in order. And we can go with the roll call.
Chuck Anderson, presente. Ankine Anjuram. Rodrigo Argueta.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Persson.
Here.
Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon asked for a leave of absence in December. John Crumshaw. Ariana Gladney. Tej Graywall.
Present.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Nancy Kazar requested an excused absence. Fred Klunder.
Requested an excused absence.
Oh, yes, Fred. Yes.
Fred Klunder requested an excused absence. Jim Lafferty. Brenda Medina.
Here.
Dutch Merrick.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Pride.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Here.
Richard Vega. John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yeagy.
Here.
Present, Madam Chair.
Okay, so we move to item number 1C, please, absence request.
I move that we accept all excused absences.
Are there any objections?
Oh. I just want to retract my request for an excused absence today.
Okay. Thank you. Good to see you, Doug. Any objection? They are approved. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Agenda approval. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
Oh, we already established the time. Yes, right. So we have a time limit for speaking
for
the speaker. 90 seconds.
Lydia?
All right.
I just move to approve the agenda, then
we can discuss it. I just want to note on the implementation that there's a couple of other motions we passed.
Can you use the mic, please?
Sorry.
Thank you.
The implementation follow-up action items, we passed two motions that I could report briefly on both of those from last month, and the second one was leaving in the same time slot.
Any others?
I note I'm testing the 1, 2, 3 test one.
Did you hear right? One.
Right
in there.
Right. Is this better?
Yeah, you got it.
I'm trying my best. All right. I'm just curious. It seems that I don't notice our customary section here for the general manager report. Have we omitted that? Or am I just not seeing?
There was a response from the general manager saying he would not be present here, and so in respect for his response that he wouldn't be present here, he also had his general manager report last night, which has been distributed.
I would request as part of good form and practice that we continue to leave a line item for a general manager in anticipation that we may someday have some participation on that level.
Okay. That was a governance that was brought up at the governance meeting on Monday. Is that a motion?
Just a request for the future for governance.
Okay. Any other proposed amendments? Okay. Maybe I can move to approve as amended?
Yes, no. Lauren seconded.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. Seeing none, the agenda is approved. Announcements? Yes, I did skip a minute approval on accident, sorry. Okay, the minutes for February 19th.
Are there any extra copies of this?
The minutes for the 19th?
No, I don't.
It's not. I put it up to you.
Oh, is it?
Okay, thank you.
Are there any?
Yeah, plenty of information. Governance would like to know when the other committees are meeting, so please announce it.
Okay. Again?
The governance committee would like to know when the other committees are meeting, so the conveners please figure that out and announce it to us, ideally before we leave today.
Yes. Fabio?
Yeah, actually there is a line to the additional meeting announcement.
Can you speak to the mic, please?
Yeah, after the second, we can schedule it down there, letter D. It says additional meeting announcement. I think that's, you know, what it's going to take place.
Okay. So there's no request for 2 minutes. Do somebody like to?
Move to accept the minutes.
Are there any objections?
Second.
Second. Okay. No objection? Okay, the minutes are approved for February 19, 2014. Announcements?
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'd like to make two announcements. The first announcement is that the Committee of Inclusion will be meeting on Tuesday, March 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the station. And all the public is welcome to attend, and there will be people there to start getting this meeting up and running. I mean, this committee up and running. And the second announcement is, imagine living in a socialist USA on Sunday, March 22nd from 7 to 10 p.m. right here at the Westside Peace Center. Sydney Sheehan will be present, and she will be moderated by Jim Lafferty. In regard to talking about her book, Imagine Living in a Socialist USA. Thank you.
Are you okay?
Okay.
The date, please.
All right, Saturday, March 22nd from 7 to 10 p.m.
Sunday, the 13th, next month, it's going to be the March of Emiliano Zapata. The 20th anniversary that is done in yesterday in the college, so you are more than welcome. There will be a full day event beginning with the march at Soro and Pulse Street, and then we're going to have a political cultural event with different bands, from Planchero to rap and rock and heavy metal and stuff, poetry and speakers at Parque Mexico, Mission Valley, So you can, I think someone's going to bring some pieces later, hopefully. So you'll get it.
The date again.
That'll be Sunday,
April
13th. April 13th.
I have an announcement also. So I'll have this flyer up here if anybody needs to come get details. It does say that to register by March 15th, but they've extended this. If you know any youth in your community or anybody that's a school teacher, please announce to them that at USC on March 29th is a big conference. It's free. It's off the Exposition Metro line. The students take the Metro. They need to register at empowered2014.com. And it's a 9-to-5 conference. They will provide food. And let's see. They're going to have students from all over U.S. communities who've made history in their communities. So for students who are activists, from middle school and the high school, this will be taking place on Saturday, March 29th at USC. I just wanted to announce that. Awesome. I think the details are here, and so at the end of the meeting. Can you put this?
Many of you have seen the stickers for Filmworks on vehicles and production trucks around Los Angeles. Many of you will recall that I'm an executive officer of the National Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, Local 44, Hollywood's largest labor union. We had a rally.
The labor guild.
It's not a guild, sir.
It's about excluding people.
Representing Hollywood labor, I've worked nearly 20 years in the film industry. In the last 10 years, we've had a 40% reduction in jobs. There was a giant rally today for the California Film and Television Production Alliance, trying to level the playing field as work goes out of this state to other states like Louisiana and Georgia. So I encourage you, if you're ever in touch with your representatives, there's hundreds of thousands of jobs in California, and the bulk, the largest single industry in LA County is film industry, and it's been cut nearly in half. So whether you're directly employed or you own a sandwich shop and you cater to a show, we're all going to be affected by this loss. So I just encourage your awareness and, if you can, to help us take action. Thank you.
I do also have one more quick announcement. If you can Google Mujeres de Maíz, there's a lot of events going on this month in the community in East LA. I don't have the exact calendar in front of me, but there are a lot of cultural events.
Corn,
not maize. Any other announcements? Okay. We move to the next item. The next LSC meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, April 16th. So that will be at 7 p.m.
It's not on the calendar for here.
Thank you, Lydia. So, okay, Wednesday evening. The next one is an alternate. It's a Wednesday. Oh, today.
Where?
It's scheduled for here. Same location. The governance meeting is, the next one is scheduled for Monday, April 14th at 7:30 p.m. here at the Peace Center. The next Finance Committee meeting is this upcoming Tuesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the radio station. Also, I'm going to need to communicate, we convened the LSC Task Force, Town Hall Task Force, and we need to reschedule a date. I was looking at the 18th, but there's already a meeting. So I'll need some input from people about when would be a good day. We can come up with a date. And Brenda, the person I'll work it out. Any other additional committee announcements?
Yeah. I can move for the 27th to be the programming committee meeting.
March 27th?
Yeah. That'll be Thursday.
At what time?
7. On the radio station?
Where?
Lee?
The legislation.
What was the date?
That is the 27th. Yeah, 7. Yeah. Escape.
Any other announcements for committee meetings? Okay. You go to item number 3A.
So I wanted to let you all know, I want to notice the personnel committee will be meeting Wednesday, March 26th at 7 p.m. And I'm going to try to get it at the station, so.
At what time?
7 p.m.
Well, I wanted to raise something in regards to attendance. I know we passed the excused absences, but a board member on the local station board has had 3 unexcused absences, and so I wanted to raise that. And it was Richard Vega, so I don't know. If you're going to be bringing.
If anybody has any communications, I did inform him that there was unexcused absences. I did try calling. I wasn't able to, the number wasn't going through, and I haven't heard back any response from him. So if anybody's heard from him or has any communication with Lydia, then can Lydia, you have any plans
for? Yeah, I was just going to say the meeting's not over, so, you know, technically we have until the end of today where he might show up, but that was all to do.
Okay.
So you reached him or you didn't reach him?
I didn't reach him.
Okay, so he hasn't been communicated with yet.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. I have communicated it out, but I haven't been able to get order. Reach him, like
make
over the phone
contact.
Or make the contact, but I have sent the communication.
But I thought you said the phone didn't go through.
No, I also sent an email.
And I
also stated that I'm trying to call Matt Hunter and gave my return number, but I haven't heard anything yet, so he may have to be also.
Yeah, since the Obvious Committee Chair is a member of the solicitor from the public, he's announcing that the Obvious Committee will be meeting on April the 3rd at the station at 7 p.m.
Who is that?
Us.
The
Red Oak Hills.
That's April?
3rd at 7 p.m. at the station. April 3rd, 7 p.m. at the station. It's a Thursday, though.
Okay.
Yes, I am
Bella.
Correct.
Michael, for the phone. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, at the last meeting of the LSB, we passed 2 motions. One was to request of the general manager that he initiate a process of strategic planning at the station, and I did speak with him about that. And in this report that he submitted, he mentioned that he would like to see that process start very shortly. So when he's back, you know, we'll be talking with him and trying to set up a meeting with other members of the management, the staff, and the LSB to begin that process. The other motion we passed was to set up a developer task force. I also talked with him about that. He asked if he could check with the national office and see how it's going to set up their plans for development, and came back and he said that, you know, he thinks it would be a very good idea to proceed. So we're going to have an initial planning meeting for that on Tuesday at the station at 3. This is the task force. We didn't think that there was an issue about having a week's
notice. Why do you have 3 people on your task force and one of them can't come to your meeting?
Right. The idea of the planning meeting was to have the management there so we could get an agreement on being able to use the station resources.
Schedule the meetings?
We'll reschedule additional meetings in the future with more notice. We wanted to get it underway because there was a lot of interest in raising money off the air after the last fund drive, which took so long to raise money on air. And so we'll try to schedule meetings that are in the evening so more people can attend, but we want to have a meeting that can manage.
Can members of the public please address this for during the
public comment? Can you try to arrange telephones
so
I can call in
from my office? Thank you. You can speak during public comment. We appreciate it. Okay, so Ron,
I was next.
Oh, is that Lydia?
Yes, so...
So there isn't a process beyond what's in the bylaws with regard to absences. Everybody should be aware. And certainly when you run, you're supposed to be familiar with bylaws, but everybody, this is always repeated. Failure of a delegate to attend 3 consecutive local station board meetings, which absences have not been excused by a majority vote of the LSB members present at the meetings in question. This is under removal of delegates, and it says delegate shall be removed. So that's the process. It's not contingent on additional notice, but I would say then, in absent other information by the end of the meeting, we should contact the alternate, whoever is next. Thank you.
Okay. The vote on executive session secretary. Linda?
So the reason why I raise this is because I think it's important to have some set of minutes for the board members of executive session. We haven't had a secretary during executive session in the past year, and so I'd like to nominate John Gary as a result of that, because he's been our regular secretary, and I think it's important that he be also our secretary during executive session.
I think at times in the past we had a secretary for executive sessions, and I think it was an important tool for this board to keep a recording for ourselves, even though it's executive session, so that we have some record of it to refer back to. And it's in writing at that point, and it's not lost to the argument of history. But I know there are members on this board that have lobbied against having any record of those meetings, in the sense of perhaps they'll just go away and not ever have existed. But I think it's entirely important to have a secretary, and I second the nomination for, or triple the nomination for John Gray.
Well, on one level, I think it's important to always keep record for what's transpired. I'm going to ask Terry, certainly. From my understanding, the reason we didn't keep minutes at the executive meetings is because it was written into the bylaws that we not keep minutes. And is that true or not? Can someone give me some clarity on it? I don't have my bylaws with me, but I was under the impression that there was a ruling against that to keep the confidentiality of it confidential. And just those at the meeting would be privy to what took place and what transpired, but that there was to be no minutes, as I understand it, as a result of policy in the LSD.
I'm waiting for public comment, but in answer to that question, all meetings should have minutes. Closed session minutes should be sealed until unsealed.
Okay, who seals them and who unseals them? Why are you asking that? Under what circumstances are they open or not?
It requires a vote of the board to unseal. Under law, certain items which are appropriately confidential become not appropriately confidential under certain circumstances. For example, during the negotiation of a contract, items may appropriately be sealed, and after the signing of that contract, the legal exclusion that allowed confidentiality may then expire, at which point it's the responsibility of the board to unseal those sealed minutes unless they also include other confidential matters.
Right, that's my understanding. The reason why this rule is put into place is because oftentimes there are personnel matters, there are legal matters, there are a lot of issues.
To the best of my knowledge,
privy
never
to the, I'll let you think. It shouldn't be privy to the general public unless. Go ahead.
To the best of my knowledge, there's never been a vote not to take notes of the meeting. But I haven't been at closed session.
Thank you. Lydia?
That's correct. There's nothing in the bylaws to prevent that. But I'll give you an example, and I won't cite what the case was, but where our settlement with a past employee of Pacifica mandated that we read a particular statement and to not disparage the person, and it was to be done at all of the stations. I did it here in executive session, but there was no record of it because there was no secretary. That was just one case. We've had other personnel-related issues that if you don't have a secretary, then I could not take the minutes when our corporate counsel said, where are the minutes to back up that you reported this to your LSC or to the LSC, and I had no minutes because we didn't have a secretary at that. So it's really important to have those minutes so they can be as lean as possible. That's up to the body. We've also had opinions from attorneys that say, and some of those attorneys have sat on other nonprofit boards, and they said it's always up to the board as to how much they want to put into those minutes. Thank you. So I support the, and by the way, John Gary was the secretary, including for executive sessions, on the PMB for a couple of years. Right.
Thank you. What you said really doesn't make sense in terms of you had to tell corporate counsel that you reported it to the LSC, but it wasn't in the minutes of the closed session. If in fact you reported it to the LSC, then it would have been in the LSC meeting minutes. So that doesn't, maybe I missed something. But if you reported it to the LSB is what you said. At any rate, whichever way this goes, I just think we should all have no expectation of confidentiality. That's all.
Yeah, one last caveat on that. I remember distinctly a case of previous GM solicitation, and also one time when the former general counsel for Cisco also met with us, and if I recall, I'll have to go back to notes in a minute, in which he at the time had noted that these sessions were to be closed, not only closed, but not recorded. And there was some discussion similar to what we're having now on that very issue. But let's find out, Terry, and also for you, Olivia. What governed that decision? But again, I'm also open in every case, it doesn't matter. However, there are, as Terry noted as well in the general counsel some time ago, that certainly these regular sessions ought to be closed and many times kept. But again, I'll defer to the car. I'll look at
it. He hasn't spoken yet?
What I'm wondering is when these are sealed, are they?
It doesn't work. So when these minutes are sealed, are they available to board members or are they not? I would say they probably should not be because we have a confidentiality problem, and the board should probably vote for viewing, or people should be present when they're viewed, because we have that problem. So I'm not really opposed to taking minutes, but I don't think they should be distributed even to the board unless there's a need for it for some reason. And that should be a controlled process. And they, we can view them, whatever, then take them back. Because we have people that will take a copy and distribute it, and no one knows who did it or whatever. And it's a problem, and it's a legal problem, too. So, we don't need to get into those kind of problems.
Thank you, Kim. Yes, I
can. Well, I'm going to disagree with my good friend Steve here, and there's no way to really protect against confidentiality in this situation. And like I said, there should be no expectation of it. But also, corporate counsel, not this one, but the one before that, advised against... I'm sorry, I was wrong. I was thinking of something else. But minutes are different than report out, and I'm not sure what extensive minutes need to be taken, other than I don't know what the advantage is, but it doesn't really, it's irrelevant to the report out, which is what is important. Anyway.
We need to go to public.
You have to do it. Okay. So,
it's
the
office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
think. Oh, I know. Chance, I'm sorry. I do think that the board needs to see these minutes. The board needs to see the minutes because we need to approve the minutes for accuracy. I've had many issues with Mr. Gary, and I think we all need to approve what minutes are before they stand on record. So, therefore, somehow it needs to be distributed to all the boards for us to look at it and approve. If they're not approved, they're not minutes.
Okay, we're going to stop the discussion. We're at time for discussion, so we're going to take the public comment and then go to the vote. So each speaker.
I've been a secretary for closed sessions of the Pacifica National Board, and I've written those minutes, which should include a legal notification and the actions taken and the votes thereon. I've written those minutes with the anticipation of them being eventually disclosed. So if I see there's a possible problem, I work to minimize that problem in the way I word the minutes. The minutes do not include the discussion that took place prior to a vote. So people who say unkind things in closed session, it doesn't get in the minutes. It's their vote and the text of the motion that gets in the minutes. Now, Mr. Gary, if he looks through past minutes, we'll find out that 3 or 4 years ago, this LSB passed a resolution that the LSB secretary shall be invited as a guest to all closed sessions unless specifically excluded. That's a prior motion of this board that was never rescinded. But it's fine for you to do it again.
Thank you, sir.
Well said. Gosh, how much time do we waste on stupidity? It amazes me. Okay, today Ralph Nader was made his debut on KPFK. This is magnificent, and it's by no means that my effort has not been heard. This has been going on for years. I want Cindy Sheehan to be a guest at various programs on KPFK as the only socialist running for California governor. All of us should attend the next event here when Jim Lafferty is going to be moderating that event. Socialism now is not a cliche, it's a global situation. And KPFK must begin to open up the airways. Again, I urge each and every one of you once again to begin to dialogue, pass a motion about making sure that no programmer on KPFK continues to be on payroll. It is a significant amount of money. Pacifica was not founded on paid programming. Pacifica was founded on the volunteerism of its community. Therefore, for us to take back our mission statement, we must recall that our mission states clearly that it's for, with, and by the people, right? Okay, there's a lot more I want to say, but for now, let's talk about that.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Dr. Maria Joy, as you know, but I'll repeat it again. First of all, we started at 1:45 instead of 1 o'clock, and then I see we have a 30-minute in which you want to exclude us and send us outside, whatever that might be. And I don't understand why the closed session that you want to have, which is fine, do it at a different time, like at the end or at the beginning or at any other time, but not send us out of the room and waste our time because we come here out of public and we don't have any say in anything. Secondly, if there's going to be anything said about John Gary, I want to say that I think him as a very dedicated, responsible person, more than most people I can say about, and I respect that and appreciate that, whether he is secretary or whatever job he does here. One more thing, I would like to see a visible timer used here for public comments as well as for board members' comments, and if we can't afford the $5, I will wonder what KPFK is really doing with its money. Thank you.
In line with what Bella said,
We need to report on events like Imagine Living in a Socialist USA. We need to have the news reporters there. KPFK and Pacifica should start new and start fresh and start reporting on things like this. One of the things that's going to happen on this event is that the book has interviews of people, ordinary people, just ordinary, talking about socialism, what it would look like. We're going to interview more people at this event. So I hope the news from KPFK gets there. Because I'm a little tired of hearing false reporting on countries that are trying to bring socialism, like Venezuela, and on some of the programmers, and you know who I'm talking about, you know, this put down of the revolution in Latin America. So I hope you or reporters will turn up to this event. Thank you.
First on the topic, I certainly think we should keep minutes of any and all meetings. There's nothing that prohibits or mandates that there be minutes in the bylaws for the executive session, but it makes it common sense. And I think what Terry said earlier, I'm totally in accord with. And of course, I have no objection to John holding that position. All I would comment, and this is no prejudice against him, that a member of the committee itself could easily act as secretary, and that's often customary in some cases. There was a dedication to Edna Tatum, is that her name? Mm-hmm. I don't know her, but I've heard her. I also want to comment that Larry Moss, a colleague of mine at KPFK in the very early years, died recently. He was in the news department, and he was rather well known as a voice and dialect coach in the Hollywood scene, and a very wonderful, warm person, died recently. So I'd like to mention that to you in case you haven't heard. Larry Moss, a very wonderful guy. It's too bad that the general manager isn't here. It would be nice when we have a general manager appointed that we hear, even need him or hear from him. I'm not saying this in any nasty way, just that I think it's mandated that we ought to at least have an announcement on the air. To my knowledge, as I missed it, it hasn't even been mentioned on the air that we have a new general manager or that he's spoken.
Thank you.
I presume to be continued as usual.
Thank you, sir.
Over the last few months, I think I've come to measure the body. Pacifica seems to be bulimic. We're just dying from lack of nourishment. We're throwing everything off. Anything good comes in our body, we just toss it. Confidentiality is a tool of the oppressor. My godfather directed 160 films in his life, and you know him as a cowboy guy. That's because you will never see his leftist films. You will never see his critiques of the American psychic. You will never see anything but about 10 of those films. Obviously, a secretary in an executive board meeting is so what? An executive board meeting can invite anybody in as necessary. Other waste of time.
Thank you. So, we go to the vote. Mr. John Lee.
I suggest a friendly amendment. Kim is right, the minutes aren't minutes until they've been reviewed and approved. So I suggest that the amendment is that minutes are just draft minutes until the next executive session, whenever that is scheduled, and we can at that time review and approve them.
I would offer a modification to that friendly amendment that during the executive session, Secretary Kerry is very quick at taking notes. If he could read back within 2 minutes just bullet points of what his notes are, if we can give him a tacit approval at that point, it would seem to be a smooth process, and they would be available to whoever's reporting out that meeting.
Yeah, that could work too.
Okay.
Who made the motion?
He did.
Did someone second Wendy's motion?
No, I'm not
I'm still not clear. So once these minutes are created, where do they go? What happens to them?
Are they distributed or are they not distributed?
I think it said that the parliamentarian has answered that they're sealed until there's a vote to open them.
Where are they? The possession
of the secretary. There was an executive session in which minutes were taken, and the draft minutes were not distributed. They were distributed in paper only at the next executive session of the LSB. So it is possible to keep minutes private, and then private to me, I mean, I see them. But it is possible to hold them and then distribute them in paper only as one way of approaching this that has been done by the board.
Lee, we're at time on this item, so we're going to take a vote.
Okay, should I like to make another motion, another amendment to that?
We're at time.
You don't want to really create a dysfunctional process.
We're making it. I move to extend.
2 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections to extending 2 minutes?
No.
Seeing none. Is it 2 minute extension on time?
So, given the concern about confidentiality, I propose the following, that the minutes be sealed and signed by two people from the opposite faction, so they stay sealed.
Let's keep wasting time. What is the second day? We're voting on John's first amendment. That's
what would be Dutch's amendment.
Oh, that's John's motion. Okay, we'll take a vote on Dutch's amendment to John's amendment.
John's motion.
John's motion.
Can that be read?
Do you want me to reread the suggested amendment? The amendment to John's motion, my suggestion is that during the executive session we allot a small portion of time, perhaps 2 to 3 minutes, that is written into that executive session, wherein the secretary can read back his bullet points and give us, we'll give him tacit approval, but that's essentially what the minutes are going to be.
That's what we're voting on. So if you're in favor of that, please raise your hand. If you're in favor of Dutch's amendment, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes. If you're opposed to Dutch's amendment, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, we should take up Wayne's
model. Abstention? 1, 8. So Dutch's amendment carries. And then now the main motion.
The main motion, John right. Modified his, so we should take that up.
But that wasn't voted on.
Point of information. What was the vote count on the
It was 7 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention.
I didn't see 7 hands yes.
I did.
The vote was taken and counted.
I saw the 7 hands.
We're at John's motion. We're going to take a vote on that. We're voting on the main motion, which is such a motion.
Amended version.
Thank you. Are there any objections?
We just put on the
Please read that.
Thank you.
The statement of the basic amendment.
The executive session secretary can report the content of the draft minutes prior to adjournment.
Thank you. Or that's the main motion.
If
you're in favor of the main motion, please raise your hand. If you're in favor.
The main motion is to allow the secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's his motion.
As an amendment.
We already voted on my
motion.
We're voting on the.
No.
There was a main motion that I didn't make. I proposed an amendment. He proposed an amendment to my motion. His motion, his amendment to my motion passes. Now my motion is hanging. It's an amendment.
That was an amendment. Voted on.
Your motion was, becomes
non-existent.
Okay, Lydia?
Okay,
the main motion was to have John Gary as the executive secretary, as the secretary for the executive sessions of the LSB. The amendment regarding the process of the minutes was made by Dutch Merritt. The second amendment, because you can take two, was made by John Wenger, but no one seconded it.
I seconded it the second time, too.
Oh, okay. Well, we can, since we missed it, we can still take the vote on it and get it out of the way, otherwise you're going to be burning it forever. Take a vote.
Okay, are we in favor of John Wenger's second motion to have people from the different factions?
And what happened to Dutch?
But the point is this, is that Dutch is a conditional. If the results are simple, and if the secretary can do this quickly, then we do that. But if it's not, then what do we do? Then we need to do what I suggested, which is postpone. If the short minutes cannot be done, then we have to do it in the next executive session.
And that's your motion.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're taking a vote on that right now.
Yeah.
If you are in favor of Dr. Wenger's motion, please raise your hand. Can you restate that?
Just logical.
No. Why are you, Dr. Wenger, can you please restate your motion?
In the event that Dutch's contingency does not happen, that is to say, the minutes are not simple and we can't do it, then the fallback is to postpone the approval of the minutes until the next executive session.
Oh, that's right.
I think Dutch would agree with that because he was trying to make things work better.
Okay, so that's what we're taking a vote on. If you are in favor, please raise your hand.
Point of information. My understanding is that all of it should be recorded in closed session. A motion and a vote. It shouldn't be that complicated.
That's largely correct. Also, the motion is already a rule.
Whatever you want.
What?
That's
what we're talking about.
Okay, we're taking a vote.
The minutes can only be approved at a meeting.
Right, but it shouldn't be a novel. There should not be a lot
nobody
in there.
Novel.
We are at time on this item. We need to vote on it.
Okay.
If you are in favor of Dr. Wenger's motion, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Yes? No? One. Abstention? One. Two.
Wait. How many no's were there?
No, please raise your hand.
No.
One no.
Okay, thank you.
And two abstentions. So the motion carries.
The main motion is now amended by also.
Okay.
We have amended main motion.
Okay, so now we're voting on the main motion as amended. If you are in favor of this motion, please raise your hand.
The motion as amended.
One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes, no, 1, abstention, 1.
Did we lose a yes to an abstention?
Yeah, I'm an abstention.
Then you voted abstention.
No. In this particular vote, I'm going with Terry. It's already been done.
Okay, all right, thank you. That's all.
I'll just say
no. Okay, so the motion carries.
11-1-3.
Okay. So now we go into executive session. Right? So, thank you, members of the public.
Did anybody discuss it?
The agenda, and it was approved in the body in this meeting at that time.
Invite people to the governance committee.
Okay, the next governance committee, a quick reminder, is Monday, April 14th at 7 p.m.
Can I just make a running or what? But it was sent by the interim GM. On the 23rd,
GM what?
The interim GM. Yeah. And on the 23rd, there will be a full day in Spanish language programming at the APSK. That will be 24 hours on the
23rd. But we have a lineup of what will be hosted. And members of the public, please, you guys commence the meeting after the executive session. The meeting will be open to the public.
How long?
How long?
It
says it's allotted for 30 minutes and like 20 minutes.
So
30 minutes
will be back
again.
Sure.
No.
Why not?
But it says 30 minutes on the thing, and we're all still. Got you.
People can vote, and it would have to be a two-thirds majority. Are the mics off again?